The Los Angeles Lakers are facing the Boston Celtics in the National Basketball Association Finals. It's a classic matchup, the 12th series these two teams have played to determine the NBA championship. Now, Nate DeMeo reports on the history of another classic matchup with the Lakers, the pop songs that have made up stadium playlists for nearly two decades.
Lisa Estrada knows she is standing on the shoulders of giants. As the person in charge of choosing the music played during Lakers games, she's the inheritor of a great tradition of bold innovation.
Hit the road, Jack, when people foul out. We started that years ago. I think we might have even started that at the Forum.
So many classics.
Na 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 na, na 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 na, goodbye.
So you can thank the Lakers and other pioneers, whose names are now sadly lost to history, for first discovering that songs like We Will Rock You make natural pairings with fadeaway jumpers and entrances from the bullpen. But you can thank corporate synergy for the fact that you still hear them.
We were looking for ways to expand the ESPN brand.
Sharon Tamor worked for ESPN back in the mid-90s, when the company was making its first forays beyond TV. Tamor was its point person for an out-of-left-field collaboration with the hip-hop and dance record label, Tommy Boy.
An anthem music album called Jock Rock.
Jock Rock pulled together the classic rock songs that were being played at a few influential venues. Soon, the album was in the CD player at just about every Coliseum and Veterans Memorial Auditorium in the country.
My brother and I went to the Super Bowl with the Patriots' first one, and we're both huge Patriots fans, and after every touchdown, they would play that song. It just made me so happy, having that little bit of influence on our team.
Jock Rock demanded a sequel. Its cover promised the greatest crowd rock and sports anthems of all time, and it delivered. So ESPN Tommy Boy had to invent new anthems.
The Jock Jams album took a different turn with more contemporary music.
Each CD collected high-energy dance songs that had nothing whatsoever to do with sports, until ESPN and Tommy Boy said they did. And this both delights and perplexes a man named Phil Wild, a Belgian DJ who co-wrote three songs that became Jock Jams.
People are saying every big NBA, sports games, and everything is always played. Is that true?
Wild says he knows it's true. He sees his royalty statements every month. But he's surprised that songs that used to be the soundtrack to nights twirling glow sticks at discotheques in Ibiza and Marseille are now the go-to tracks when a Milwaukee brewer strikes out the side.
Y'all ready for this? Da, 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 da. It's a classic, and it still is after 15 years.
Wild is quick to point out that the dance sounds that he helped pioneer have made a comeback in recent pop hits like TikTok by Kesha and I've Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. And that may not be a coincidence. Both of those songs sound like they were engineered from the ground up to get played at sports arenas for the next 15 years. Brent Fair News, I'm Nate DeMeo.